This is exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. This is Lady to Lady, and we just wanted to let you know about our On the Pun tour.
Hashtag On the Pun. Do you get it?
Beyonce. So we're going around to the Pacific Northwest. If you live in that area or if you have friends, please let us know about the show. On May 11th, we'll be in Seattle, Washington at the Jewel Box Theater, and we are doing a live podcast at that show, so come check us out. Mm-hmm. See the magic happen live.
Yes, TBA.
Yeah. And May 11th, we'll be in Portland, Oregon at Kickstand Comedy. May 13th, we're back in Seattle at Comedy Underground, which we'll be doing stand-up at. So there's two different shows. If you live in Seattle, come to both.
May 14th, we're headed back down to Oregon. We're going to be in Eugene, Oregon at the Green Room at Doc's Pad. May 15th, we're in Salem, Oregon, Capital City Theater. May 16th, hello, we're in Humboldt, 420.
Hey.
No drama. We're going to be at the Palm Lounge at the Eureka. Come say hi and get me high.
Mm-hmm. May 17th, we're going to be in Oakland, California at the Nightlight. May 18th, Ventura, California, Tessa's hometown.
Hello.
At the Wine Rack. Closing it all out, May 23rd, Los Angeles, California, back home at the UCB Theater.
Yeah. And it's going to be so much fun. We want you to come out and see us. You can find out all the details and get tickets on ladytoladycomedy.com, or all the info will be on maximumfun.org. Mm-hmm. On the calendar. And yeah, come out and see us if you live there. If you don't, just fly out in your private jet and take us to our next destination.
And then you're probably Beyonce, so fierce.
Yeah. Obviously.
We'll see you.
Wait to see you.
See you there.
Bye.
We got Barbara Brandy and of course Ben. We got a show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Oh,
in the glam cave.
Ooh. Back in the glam cave, baby.
Epic dance. Epic
that was
dance
really good.
Moves. The
you know what
song?
I think it was because we didn't have a guest, and sometimes when there's guests here, I feel embarrassed.
Right.
So I can't fully dance to our theme song, but when it's just us, I just go for it.
You never feel embarrassed in front of us.
No.
It's also funny because I'm just now thinking about this. So we all listen to the podcast while we're recording with headphones, which means if somebody were to walk through the door, it would be silence.
Oh, yeah.
And then us just dancing.
No one is here. Yeah, we're only hearing that.
Just silently, just dancing and flailing around.
We're doing our own silent disco out
yeah,
here.
We are. To leave the theme song.
So if you can't tell, we don't have a guest this time. We're doing a mailbag episode.
The infamous mailbag we've been teasing for months.
We have.
Here, mail.
If the mail finally came, our postman sucks.
Ooh, girl, we got she-mail. How many Drag Race references am I going to make on this show?
4,000. Someone's been collating them.
Collating.
I don't know. So we're doing a mailbag episode where we read through some of your old lady problems that you sent. Because you guys have been sending us a lot of awesome ones. You know, we only do one an episode. So we're a little bit backlogged and we're doing a colonoscopy.
I don't think that's how those work.
Get ready to cleanse yourself of your problems.
Wait,
because we
that?
Are full of shit.
Colonics.
Colonics.
That's the thing where you poop on purpose.
I said colonoscopy. Isn't that the same thing?
That's the thing where you check for butt cancer.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought that it emptied you out.
You have to take a thing that makes you poop the day before.
Oh, okay.
So that your butt's clear for the camera.
Basically, the answer
for the
is...
camera.
The answer to every lady problem is have a solid BM before considering what happens next.
Yeah.
That honestly probably is a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Just like before you make major life decisions.
Take a shower, take a long shower, or, well, we've got a drought, so yeah, take a bath.
So just poop.
Yeah. Have some fiber and some coffee in the morning, take a shit, and then tackle your day. Like,
yeah, coffee really, really gets in there.
I love it.
Baby. Okay,
well, I've been talking about poop so much for like the last 3 days. Runners love talking about poop.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
because it's right around the corner. It's like you never know.
Well, one leads to the other. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Lady problems,
okay,
huh?
Let's do it.
You got them. We
can maybe help.
Hopefully, we can
talk about them.
Yeah.
A good Vogue moment at the end.
Yeah, it
definitely
really
have
is.
Your hands around your face. Mm-hmm. Okay, lady problems. If you have a lady problem, write to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Gasm.
come. And write to us, and we'll get you maybe on the next episode, maybe in the next mailbag.
Yeah, as soon as we can.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe. Babs, okay. Did you see on Instagram? I was watching Annie.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't write.
It's okay. I was like, comment. Shout it out to her, and she didn't even comment. I didn't even like it.
Oh, wait. I looked at it. Sometimes you look and you forget to like.
You got to get that like in there. I mean, come on.
I felt like, you know, I kind of got help.
Kind of a... I'm sorry, but I tagged Barbara in this Annie picture. She didn't even like.
That's my lady problem.
So I tagged my friend in a picture. Okay. Dear lady to lady, I have a couple of questions for you. I'll start with a bit of a backstory. I'm 16 year old. I'm 16 year. That was me messing up, not the. Okay, let's go back.
They just mashed the keyboard.
Yeah. I'm 16 years old and I haven't had a boyfriend since first grade. I don't even think that really counts. So I obviously haven't had my first kiss either. When did you all have your first kiss? I know I'm only 16, but those facts come from how shy I am. I don't have a lot of friends and only one guy friend of those. I'm scared that I will never be able to break out of my shell and be comfortable around males. How do you suggest that I go about this? How did you all start your first relationships and when? Thank you so much for your help. Well, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. We talked about this before. Sometimes I forget that there's like young women listening to this and I feel bad.
Are we going to get sued?
No.
Okay.
They've chosen. Don't you have to sign something?
Don't care.
Whatever. Yeah. All right. We have the explicit thing on our thing.
I like that one girl asked us for dick pics, and like I texted both of you, and I was like, I should ask if she's 18, right? And everyone was like, yeah, she was 18. Well, she said in writing that she was 18.
which is so you guys is, okay, oh my gosh, yeah. So do we do first, I mean, I guess we do first relationship because we've all had the first grade boyfriend, right? We all
that doesn't count.
I said no.
You didn't have a first grade boyfriend?
No, I had a guy, I had two guys ask me and I didn't want to date them. Well, so I said I liked them just as friends. I had two notes that were sent to me that said, do you like me, yes or no?
They had yes and no boxes,
and both of them I flipped over and wrote yes but as a friend.
Oh,
you didn't click the yes box. Oh, I guess that would like be a tease.
Yeah, I didn't want to tease them. I just put an arrow and said, look on the other side.
That's thoughtful. Yeah. Mine, Doug Reeder brought me a rose and I fell for that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I don't remember my like first fake boyfriend. Oh, I guess it was probably the guy in seventh grade who broke up with me because I didn't shave my armpits or whatever. We've already talked about that on here, but I'm sure I had like crushes before that, but I don't think I had like, he's my boyfriend, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think, I mean, I wasn't interested in boys in like first and second grade. I think I just wanted to be like my teenage cousins.
Right.
Yeah.
Did he carry as my secret boyfriend for like 10 years?
Oh, of course.
So, oh yeah. You know, still nobody else could hold a candle to him. So what are you going to do? My first real boyfriend was in ninth grade, and our first kiss was a dare at an anti-homecoming dance that I threw.
That you threw?
Because at our old high school, seniors bought tickets first, then juniors, then sophomores, so freshmen usually didn't have any tickets left. And I hated that system, so I threw an anti-homecoming party, and all my friends came there instead. That's
that sounds so much more fun.
Yeah, I've always done that. Like, every time, like, I remember I threw an anti-Valentine's Day party one time because I... my ex-boyfriend had took a girl, and I thought it was too soon after our breakup for him to have a date to a dance. So I threw a party, and then all of our friends came to that instead of dancing with him at the dance.
Did you recently throw an anti-vaxxers party?
The most dangerous party in the West.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, but that first kiss was like, our two friends were dancing next to each other, and we both started dating on the same night. And they kissed, and then they looked at us, and like then he kissed me, and I was like, okay, so I guess my first kiss is kind of a joke. Okay, that's fine. We broke up 9 months later.
It was a joke.
Well, it was just like it was like a dare. Yeah, it was like a dare, so it wasn't. Like,
I mean,
serious.
That's fine.
It
doesn't matter. That's like it doesn't. Good it doesn't matter. First kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really, this is not okay. I'm not really supposed to like legally tell you this, probably, but like,
oh boy.
Told our first kiss stories though, so we probably what is it? I don't remember.
Well, mine was the same night the ecstasy. I had a threesome.
This is the ecstasy threesome? No,
that was just alcohol, but it was my first night. Yeah, I, you know, my first kiss led to my first threesome.
Classic Tess doesn't do home. Anything yet.
No, I don't. And I know this is, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but I need a little alcohol might help.
Oh, you're the 16-year-old.
Yeah. You know, steal some wine coolers.
No, don't tell her that. She doesn't need to.
No, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Everyone else is not going to tell you this because they'll be afraid to get sued. Find someone with a fake ID, share a wine cooler, get a little buzzed, and hook up. Alcohol is a great lubricant for stuff like that.
Jesus Christ.
I'm serious.
But she's not even saying, she's not like, I guess she really wants her first kiss, but I don't think force it either.
It's not forcing it. It just helps you get over like the nerves.
Yes, but if you're in the situation, I wouldn't. Whatever. What am I saying?
What is the DARE program? What happens now? What happens? What does the DARE program teach that happens now?
I think DARE program.
A guy eats his own skin or whatever.
No, I think my advice, I was drunk for my first kiss. I think it really helped get over the nerves. It led to an interesting.
How old were you?
15.
Okay.
So maybe, find someone to get you some booze. I'm sorry. It's
I don't
true.
Think it's that hard to find a boy to kiss, though.
No, I think it's about getting over the nerves.
The nerve. It's the nerve of it. Okay. I also don't think it's a big deal if you don't have your first kiss.
I agree.
Like it's right not. Now, it's not like it's it'll it's going happen, to happen naturally whenever you find somebody that you like, you know,
or someone that you just mildly kind of know.
Yeah.
Yes. mine was in eighth grade and. Mm. I've already told the story, but mine was in eighth grade and he was a year younger than me and we dated, quote unquote, never spoke to each other through other friends we dated. And then we were at the football game of the high school.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were sitting up on the hill and through my best friend's little sister, we communicated that we wanted to kiss that night.
Oh, man.
Aww. No, it is not cute. Trust me. And then we went to a hill like on the other side of the thing. We talked about what the kiss was going to be like for an hour.
Are you serious?
You just negotiated terms?
We negotiated the kiss because we were both scared because we'd never done it before.
Aww.
We talked about it for an hour. Mm-hmm. He had braces and I didn't. Mm-hmm. So we agreed that it would be a closed mouth kiss.
Yes.
He did not close. He opened his mouth.
Oh, no.
Classic boy.
He opened his mouth and put it on top of my closed mouth.
Ooh.
So he just mashed his braces onto the top of my face for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to suck, by the way, your first kiss.
It's going to be awful. So it is good to just get out of the way.
Again, booze.
Yeah, booze. Get out of the way. He just put his braces on top of my face and then we like broke up via friends like the next day. Because it was not good. So, you know, we have varying first kiss stories here.
Yeah,
which is a good sign that, like, you don't know. Yeah. It's just going to happen. I would say, you know, if there's some parties and stuff, go to that. Don't feel forced in anything. Just if you want to kiss somebody, I don't know. You've got a guy friend, fucking kiss him. Who cares?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't be afraid to hook up with your guy friends. That's absolutely what they're for.
Yeah. It's high school. Fuck it. You know?
For sure.
We're not very good at this.
No, I think we're great at it.
No.
How did you start your first relationships is another question in there.
We were friends first. Mm-hmm. I've always, like, my relationships that have mattered have always been friends first.
Same here. Developing a pattern here. Mm-hmm. I was on ecstasy.
My so first.
The lady problems is just like a ruse to show test. Like, this is your life.
Over a series I do of think it is episodes. Just like, it really is just like, you have to see who you have a crush on and where it goes. And you yeah. can, you know.
Oh, I remember though, that's like being a teenager and having a gnarly crush on someone yeah. is devastating.
Yeah. It is.
If you're also like, I want to put this out there. I was never really boy crazy in high school. If you're not boy crazy, which is perfectly fine, like don't feel like you need to force that with
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No, it's perfectly fine. Like some, a lot of people aren't. A lot of people are. It's everybody has their own ways. But like, don't feel like you do what you think is natural to you. And if that means that you are shy and you have a couple of good friends and you have a couple of good guy friends, like quantity or quality matters a lot more than quantity with that stuff.
Also, I would like to say, whoever you date in high school is literally going to be a stranger that you barely remember for most yes. of your life.
Yeah.
Very true.
So don't worry too much about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, your high school, the people you date in high school, by and large, will be an Instagram account that you check in a very long line at the bank once every 9 months.
Right.
And then you say, oh, him. Yeah. You're like, yeah. oh, what? I wonder what
yeah,
that person
is. Whoever you
to.
Kiss it is going, yeah, is going to turn into, oh, yeah, them. That, yeah. That's so don't worry about it that
really
much.
Don't worry about
yeah,
it
yeah it feel I know it feels very important
feels forever
tense right now but I don't want, hope this doesn't come across yeah. condescending but it's like it really with the passage of time it will not matter.
Yeah don't worry it, time is a thing that doesn't exist when you're like 16, yeah no. you know like it is forever and it is now and it will always be this way
yeah.
And then we
intense,
get older and we're like
not.
Oh no shit takes life is very long mm-hmm. you know you're gonna have a lot of opportunities to kiss guys yeah. just enjoy high school and don't worry about it too much. And yeah, if you want to drink a wine cooler and kiss a boy, go for it. Mm-hmm. If not, don't. I don't know.
Yeah. That's that.
I mean, I've got a hot tip. You could passing notes. Do people still do that? Probably not.
Isn't that sad? They don't.
That is sad because that's how I
probably right.
How I told a lot of guys. I mean, I was not shy, so yeah. I was definitely like, "I like you, secret admirer. It's me." That was yeah. pretty much.
I love your secret admirer yeah. story.
Lots of secret admirer. Very obvious. But if you really like a boy, do that. It's really exciting to secret admire yourself.
Well, I think now the kids do it on Instagram.
Yeah, there is no secret admirer things.
No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you're a teenager, maybe you can let us know. How are you guys hitting each other up?
Yeah, I don't
texting.
Know.
Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Probably Snapchat. Texting.
It's probably yeah. Snapchat.
I think it's some kind of Snapchat. Chat.
Snapchat. Snapchat. What the kids are doing.
I have a Snapchat and like I don't. It's every
we
time
should Snapchat each other because it's fun when you start doing it even though yeah. it's confusing and
every
weird.
Time it beeps at me I'm like I look at something for 7 seconds I can't wait I
yeah
can't wait to look at a shitty video for
I don't need
seconds.
Another thing
yeah it feels like
Periscope
a
guys Periscope's the one
I will say I do want to say this though if you are drinking in high school just like be careful and make sure you always have somebody
yeah.
that is you're got your back
be wise
because
yeah, don't yeah. drive
Yeah, don't drive and like have a friend.
Be around people you trust.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely yeah. be around people you trust.
Yeah,
and don't drink
one.
Too. Oh, I will tell you this about booze in high school. It takes much less alcohol than you think it will to get you drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So start small.
One drink.
One
two
drink.
Drinks
you're probably
most,
gonna be
I would
fine.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating that you drink.
I am. I had some really really good memories drinking in high school.
I think
I'm serious.
We're at all different levels though because
yes.
Brandy has never drank. I didn't drink until I was 21 and Tess drank when she was younger. Mm-hmm. And we've all had great experiences. So
yeah, yeah
I
like
think...
it doesn't it's not none of this is an essential part of who you are and what
no.
you want to become.
But
this...
I can't stress that enough. If you're in high school, don't drink and drive. Seriously.
Yeah, please
but
don't.
Do drink.
If you're any age. Any age, don't
No, but
do
I know,
it.
But especially if you're just starting to experiment with alcohol, don't be
yeah. If you yeah, you especially have the added invincibility of being 16.
Yeah, you're not fucking invincible. Call
no.
your mom, it's worth getting grounded.
Yeah. For real.
And maybe your mom knows a nice young man who you can kiss.
Okay.
Okay.
Next question. Hi, ladies. Love your show. Oh, thanks. I recently discovered and I've been listening to all your previous episodes. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
So, my lady problem is a bit silly. My boyfriend has bits and pieces of his ex-girlfriend all over, in places that don't or shouldn't matter, but sort of does. For example, he has photos of her all over his Facebook. All of her books/writing are still saved onto his Kindle. And they went to college together, so they shared the same group of friends. She was a huge part of his life, and because I'm constantly finding remnants of her in their past relationship, I find myself feeling very insecure. My insecurities have hurt my previous relationship, and it was a similar situation where my ex had kept love letters and photos he shared with his ex-girlfriend. This is why I keep trying to reassure myself. I'm trying to think it's not a big deal and that I'm blowing things out of proportion. I am a jealous person, but I'm okay with wandering eyes, as I know that's an instinctual behavior. However, things like this make me feel disrespected and as if my boyfriend hasn't completely gotten over his ex. I know I should communicate my concerns to him, but because it was an issue in my past relationship, I don't feel comfortable bringing them up. It also makes me feel incredibly small and lame for having to speak about such petty matters. Do you ladies have any suggestions on how I should deal with it or bring it up to him? I feel it's ego-crushing to have, as an adult, tell my significant other that his Facebook photos are bothering me. It feels so middle school. LOL. Anyways, thanks in advance for any input.
She also sent a PS that I want to read too.
What's the PS?
I had previously written about my concerns and forgot to add that his mom loved her. Me, not so much. Oof. His ex went to dental school and I didn't finish college. Also, I'm not good at hiding my emotions, and when I sense that someone doesn't like my attitude, my attitude is F you too. Pretty sure she felt it when we met, although I tried really hard to hide it. His dad seems to love me though. Should I address this to him or act like it doesn't bother me? He is an only child, and although he's not a mama's boy, he does care about his mom a lot.
Ooh, that's a whole other one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, don't feel bad. Don't say that it's a silly problem. It's not silly. You have a legitimate, you know, concern. Yes. So don't feel bad that you're like feeling weird about this. And also, we live in the age of Facebook. You know, yeah. It's not a middle school thing. Mm-hmm. It is an adult thing that we all are on and we all deal with.
And we all
our
have
whole
this
lives
record
are on
of our
there.
Past on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't feel like it's a little kid thing to be upset about it, because mm-hmm. it's legitimate. Like, we're all seeing everyone's lies on there all the time. I don't think that's weird at all.
Yeah.
I think you're definitely well within your rights to ask that he doesn't have, like, her detritus everywhere.
I recently, my boyfriend was at my house and he, like, found a picture of me that mm-hmm. I kept with someone and, like, you know, made him feel weird. And I just thought about it and I was like, yeah, you know, he's right. And I just got mm-hmm. rid of it. And it felt good to me to just be like, this was in my past. I don't really need this anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to remember this thing. It's fine, you know.
Right.
And of course, that wasn't like a big, long relationship. That's different, because when you really like combine your life with somebody, of course, their shit's going to be everywhere.
Kind of always, right?
Yeah, it's hard to like fully get rid of that unless you do like a legit, like, I'm putting everything of theirs in a box and that's it, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, and that also can seem like, if you're the person that has, it's hard because like if you're with someone for a long time, it's not really fair to ask someone to delete like those years of their life.
Yeah.
Those were years that they lived and you kind of mm-hmm. have the right to those memories.
But also like those experiences made them the person that you love now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whatever happened with that relationship, he learned a lot from it. And, you know, that made him a better boyfriend for you down the line.
Yeah. That said, to see like visual proof of it, I think mm-hmm. is really tough.
Yeah, I see stuff of my boyfriend's ex and it feels weird, but it's like I just know that that's a part of his past.
Yeah.
And like he has a painting in his room that she gave to him, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so how do you feel about that?
I mean it's I don't know, it's just it was his life. Like, I'm not gonna, you right. know, he yeah. also has a picture of me in his room. Like, mm-hmm. it's not like it's just her shit everywhere or yeah. something. So I don't really feel that weird about it, because I know it's part of his past and that he loves me and that we're in mm-hmm. what we are now for a reason, you know?
Yeah. Are they still friends? She doesn't, the boyfriend and the ex?
She said they share the same friend group. Friend group, so I don't know. Yeah.
She doesn't say if like
that's they, hard. I mean, that's really I'm hard. I haven't dealt with that.
Yeah. I haven't either.
I think you might have to say something to him, because it probably sounds like you're going to go nuts about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't want
don't.
It to fester and build up.
And I kind of get the feeling that your ex-boyfriend was kind of maybe gaslighting you a little bit. Like, it sounds like you have...
What is that? I don't know what that means.
Gaslighting is where you have a legitimate concern and somebody tells you that you're crazy.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
Your ex
yeah,
probably
sounds
did
like
this
you're
a
really
lot.
Concerned yeah. about people thinking you're, you know, mm-hmm. nuts or whatever. And a lot of... And don't worry about that. We all have insecurities. It's human. Yeah. It's... And some of us more than others, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. if you're in a relationship where you feel like that and you need to like reassure yourself, talk to him about it and you're going to feel better, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. And especially if you say it in a very non-accusatory tone.
Right.
I don't think if my boyfriend said whatever he said, if he told me something was making him uncomfortable in a calm way.
Yeah.
There's no way I would react like, oh, you're crazy. I would just be like, oh, I didn't realize that was making you uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. He
might have no idea.
Know.
He probably has no right. idea. Most guys don't like think about that because they're into you. They're like, oh yeah, that happened before. They don't realize that all this
stuff. Like to me, past relationships are like another lifetime.
Yeah,
sort of. You know, chapters. It's just like it was just like that was a whole different chapter in my life. And though like there are some reminders around, and I'm never gonna forget that experience. It doesn't mean that anything about what I have now.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the key is really treating him with respect and recognizing that it's perfectly normal and I think common to feel some kind of jealousy about your current boyfriend's ex.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't compare it. And I mean, the stuff with his mom sounds awful. Like,
oh yeah, so that.
I don't know about that part.
It's so hard with like that situation because that it can't really change.
Yeah. I mean, I do think you're going to have to, it sounds like you said, you know, you don't really put up like a, you don't pretend with the mom, but you might, you're just going to kind of have to. It's just how it goes.
How, she doesn't say how long they've been broken up for, right? Because I mean, sometimes I feel like also a parent just needs to like,
get used to the new person.
Yeah, they just need to get used to the new person. They're just like, but I thought, because parents just want their kids to be married and have babies. So when they see a relationship happen, they're just like, oh, this is going to be the woman that gives me grandchildren. And like to have her go away and have to like start that process all over again, I think it just takes parents a little bit longer to like come to terms with that stuff.
But she certainly shouldn't be making her feel weird about that. No, like that's not definitely on the mom.
No, that's completely on the mom.
Especially, but I also do think that she might be
projecting a little bit.
Because she seems like she's focusing on this ex so much.
Yeah.
She probably met the mom and was like, she likes it. You know, it's like.
Yeah, she likes the other one.
If
like,
she, if you make her son happy, she's going to like you. You know, you just have to.
Yeah, she wants trust her, that. She wants her baby boy to be happy.
But I do
one.
Think it's your boyfriend's job to talk to his mom if is stepping out of line. So, like, if the mom is making comments about, if she's making digs about your education and whatnot, I think you're well within your rights to say to your boyfriend, hey, would you mind kind of mentioning to your mom that that kind of makes me.
Yeah, and just try your best to play nice. You know, until it like hopefully blows over and it's okay.
Yeah. And like the older you get, it's like your boyfriend's parents and stuff. It's like they're a part of your life. But like your life is its own separate thing, too. As you get older, it's like they don't become this. They aren't a part of your day to day. You know,
yeah,
like you create the thing.
They're tourists there sometimes.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, I don't know. See, try not to look through like those old photos, like hide them if you can, you know, if you know that it's a thing that is going to upset you after you have this conversation, like just put them away.
That is where I don't have any old relationships photos on Facebook because like I haven't been in anything since like for 7 years since I, you know.
Yeah.
I do, and I would happily take them down if Sean asked me to. I mean, so if it's bothering you that much, I don't think that it's a big deal to ask him to take them down.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, if they mean something to him, like he can just have them in a folder on his computer.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's just you can untag himself or whatever. You know, if it's just come to him reasonably with respect and like have a talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's something different if you feel like he's still harboring feelings for her or something. But
yeah, that's a separate issue.
But it sounds like if you just kind of like reasonably talk to him about it, I think it should be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah, it's fine.
All right, guys, go fix a cup of tea. We'll be back.
And we're back. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with your lady problems.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Hi, ladies. I will be 21 on April 24th. Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday.
I will be drinking for the first time. So what should I drink?
Oh.
You guys.
Good job. Appropriate age, 21 years old. Yes. Tess.
May I suggest at some point in the evening, water. Right. On your 21st birthday, you want to make sure.
Tess
that
says
drink
one alcoholic drink, one water. Mm-hmm. Also, if it is your first time drinking, yes, you aren't going to need much.
Not
so
at
don't.
All.
No. I mean, but yeah, you're going to. I mean, you have to have a blowout. What am I saying?
I know. I mean, my 21st birthday. Oh my god. I mean, people are gonna buy you shots.
Yes, they are.
I interviewed Ben Kingsley and then I flew to Iceland for a week on my 21st birthday.
I didn't know you interviewed Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
For
in
what?
In college, there was like a Philadelphia film festival and I got
amazing.
Asked to represent
That's a great
Drexel.
21st birthday.
Yeah. And I showed him a bunch of old footage of him and Patrick Stewart doing Shakespeare together from the 70s and he started crying.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And then you drank his tears and got drunk on that.
Yeah, basically.
And the power of Ben Kingsley.
He gave me a hug afterwards because he was like, I haven't looked at that footage or thought about that time in a really long time. And that was some of the best years of my life.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I was just doing surfer on acid shots at a bar in Santa Monica. And then I woke up in a kimono.
I don't remember. I honestly, I think I just had a party at my house or, you know.
So wait, did you wait till you were 21 to drink?
Pretty much. I drank like a little bit when I went to Ireland for like a few weeks when I was like 17 and I had a few drinks, but I didn't really get drunk until I was 21.
So the few drinks didn't get you drunk?
I drank Smirnoff Ice. And like, I drank like a few of those. I don't know. I probably sort of did. Not really.
But you don't remember being like drunk?
No, not really.
Mm. I mean, I got drunk. Okay, so your first alcohol.
I say go with a wine cooler, Smirnoff Ice or some stuff.
That's great.
Tastes like Sprite. It's yummy.
The problem with Smirnoff Ice is that it almost tastes too good.
Yeah.
So you can get into trouble.
But the thing is,
like
you're
lemonade.
Not going to be drinking like hard alcohol. You're going to want.
You shouldn't do hard alcohol.
If you're not used to drinking, you're not going to want to go for the shit that tastes gross. So.
No, and beer tastes nasty until you get used to it. Yeah, I think that's a good call. That's why wine coolers taste the way they do. They're a great introduction drink.
Yeah.
So I think here's your deal. I think you don't even get a six pack. You get one of those like tall boy Smirnoff Ices. I think that's a good intro.
I think she's probably going to a bar.
Okay, if you go to a bar, then they're not going to serve Smirnoff Ice.
21 shots is a really bad idea, right?
Horrible.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't ever do the amount of shots.
Yes. Don't do your age in shots.
Don't do that at all.
Oh, yes. Dear God.
Don't
no.
do that at all.
You'll get alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't. And like I said before, have a buddy. Make sure people are there to
have
take care of you. Have a plan home
have
responsibly.
A driver. Yes. Have a plan. Yes. We know this. With She's you. Asking what drink she should get.
Okay, if
Moscow
wanna...
Mule is a good drink.
Oh, Moscow Mule.
Ginger
so
and
good.
Anything is good. Ginger yes. and vodka. Ginger
and whiskey. That's good. If you're at a bar, yeah, I think you go ginger whiskey. Vodka goes down real easy in the beginning.
Right.
You could do like
to
a vodka
be yeah. Can. It's your 21st mm-hmm. birthday. People are just gonna be buying you shit. So I would try to stick to two kinds of alcohol that night. If you're getting a shot, stick to one kind, like whiskey or vodka.
You know what I'm going to advise? Stick to either vodka. Vodka's for beginners.
Stick to vodka.
Vodka's for beginners. Stick to vodka. I want you to write in Sharpie on one hand, vodka, and on the other hand, water. And
there you
just
go.
Keep, because you're going to get drunk and you're not going to remember those things.
Back and forth.
Yeah. So,
but beer's good too because they're a lot slower.
But
than
wait, what's
vodka.
The...
I know, but beer tastes so gross until you're used to it.
Yeah.
What are the combinations of things she should not do?
No Jaeger.
And
no Jaeger.
Else. No Jaeger. And
no
that's
Red
a
Bull with
error.
Anything.
No Red Bull with anything. No anything that has the word bomb in it.
Yes.
This
is, but it's her 21st. Of course, that's all she's going to do.
I know. No.
If you want to avoid feeling like shit to all those things, it's going to happen anyway. Just
have
just
Gatorade at home.
Have
drink
fun.
It.
Drink. Yeah.
Okay.
Eat a lot of Del Taco when you're done.
But honestly, really, if you can avoid Jaeger, that's really good.
Yeah,
really
Jaeger
hungover.
Is awful.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I think I'm going to recommend vodka cranberries. And for your shot, you know what's a fun shot?
What?
It's your birthday. Chocolate cake shot. That's my favorite
Ooh,
shot.
What is that one?
It's like Frangelico and I want to say like lemon vodka. I forget what it is. But you do that and then you take a lemon wedge and it tastes exactly like chocolate cake.
I would recommend that. Also a fun shot, Dr. Pepper, Flaming Dr. Pepper, which is amaretto with something and then they set it on fire. Oh, no, it's okay. It's a shot of amaretto. They set it on fire. Then you drop it into half a glass of beer and then drink it. And it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
That goes against everything we just said, but that sounds awesome.
That one is really good. And like a fun group one because everyone's like, it's on fire. Ha ha.
Yeah. Or you can also go to sushi and do sake bombs. That's a fun shot, too. You do the shot on top of chopsticks, and then you bang the table, and the
Whoa.
Shot falls into
what?
Your beer.
This is way too...
That's exciting.
That's advanced.
Maybe wait till your 22nd birthday for that.
And also, I don't want a bunch of sushi when I'm drinking.
Ugh.
Yeah, oh, come on.
That'll come back up.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of rough.
I'm good.
Don't drink a bunch of Malibu rum.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's also like, a good beginner one.
Is it?
No, it's awful.
It smells
it
like
tastes like
sunscreen.
Sunblock.
Yeah.
Oh, but that was
like
Coke
it.
If you're not used to booze? It's not bad.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. What about like a... What are like those fancy bars that make drinks that don't taste like booze? Like a mixology bar?
Yeah.
Are those a good idea or not? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, vodka really doesn't have much of a taste.
Okay.
So if you do like vodka cran or like even a vodka Coke, it's not really going to taste like booze.
Vodka okay. Coke. Don't do that. Who does that shit?
Me for like college, all of it.
Make sure to say, it's my birthday. At least 21 times. Do that.
And 21!
Oh, man.
Record yourself yelling, I did it!
It's my special day.
Okay, well, solve that one.
Good luck. Get home safe.
Brandy's so scared. Okay, here's another one. I'm 21. My boyfriend is 35. We've been together since I was 18. When we met, he was a dance instructor and was going through a breakup and was there as a friend. And I was there as a friend to hear his daily rants about his ex-girlfriend. Me really liking this guy, I stuck through it and eventually we got together when he was ready. He's still a dance instructor and deals with ladies on an everyday basis. Not the problem, though. The problem is when we first got together, we'd have night-long makeout sessions, really heated, but he knew I wanted to wait to have sex. He'd only be the second guy I slept with. Years passed by and slowly those nights stopped happening, and now the only time we kiss is when he drops me off, and now I want to have sex.
Nope.
Yeah. Hmm. When I brought it up one night, he got really frustrated and told me if that's all I wanted, I needed to find someone else. His explanation for not wanting to have sex is because he's trying to get his career as a cop going and simply isn't thinking about sex.
Girl.
I'm sorry. This is very hard for me. Having such attraction towards this man really bothers me at night. I spend most nights crying myself to sleep.
Oh, girl.
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 I know he is very busy teaching 19 classes a week on top of a side job with a small company. Every time I bring it up, he gets very frustrated. I am feeling very abandoned and sending sexy pics and walking around in booty shorts, but no success. Do I keep waiting for this man I truly care for, or should I move on? Is there another way to handle this, or is it a lost case? I feel like being patient the same way he was patient with me when I wasn't ready to have sex, but it bothers me beyond belief thinking about all of his other partners and how they didn't have to wait the way I do. Girl.
Okay, first of all, leave.
You're
leave.
Done.
Now.
You're
you gotta
done.
Get out.
That's
you gotta
it.
Get out. Stick a fork in you. You are done.
Do not give him another day of your life no. in this relationship. Yeah. No.
I mean, no. I don't know what else to say, really. You're done.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah. He's crazy. If he's 35 and you're 21,
Yeah. No. There's so many things. Like,
the guy wants to have sex with you, he will find the fucking time.
Yeah.
You have 19 classes a week. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good just blanket statement, yes. Ladies. If a guy wants to have sex, guys are never too busy for sex. If he doesn't want to fuck you, he doesn't want to fuck you.
Yes.
Yeah. He's avoiding it for some reason. Who knows what?
Yeah.
It sounds like he's just gotten into a weird thing where it's been so long that now you're in a weird headspace, and I don't think it's going to be fixed.
It's not going to get better from here.
No.
It's not. Especially
and frankly,
if you're,
he might be gay.
Yeah. It's my gut says that. My gut says that are asexual. And like, this is the thing. You are fucking with your own self-esteem because you are chasing him.
You're better than this.
You're taking sexy pics. You're taking, you're walking around in booty shorts. You're chasing him.
Yeah.
And that's fucking with your self-esteem.
And you're becoming a desperate person to get that. And that's not fair to you. You don't need to be that.
No.
You should just get to be with somebody who's like, hell yeah, I want to bone. Yeah.
Your boyfriend should always want to bone.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
AWB baby,
AWTB boning,
ABB.
No, but really, I mean, like, no one deserves to be with someone who doesn't make them feel attractive.
No,
is a bunch of horseshit. You lose him like a bad fucking.
You're 21. You have all the time in the world. You'll find somebody next month, next week, tomorrow, whatever.
Yes. Yeah,
if necessary, right now, as you're listening to this, text him. You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy, and it's bullshit that he's making you feel bad when
he's
turning it around on her.
No, you absolutely should not feel bad.
That is bullshit.
This guy sounds really manipulative. I hate it.
Yes,
hate it.
It sounds like he wanted to check the box of like, I have a girlfriend, and then not do anything physical for whatever reason across the board. There's any number of things. You got to leave him. You got to leave him. He's not for you.
No, like what? Have you guys think of any example of a guy who's said that having sex was going to fuck up his career?
Yeah.
I mean, if sex was going to fuck up a career, there would be no Hollywood agents. There would be no politicians. There would be nothing.
Yeah. We'd have no presidents.
No.
And I do feel like, I don't want to say that it's like a cliche because he's a dance instructor that he
might
be gay.
I know. That's why I was hesitant to say I thought he might be gay.
It is weird because also if he wants to be a cop, he might be very scared of that being his real identity.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And that might be something that he needs to hide because he feels like he can't get that job.
Mm-hmm. But it's also like a macho job, so that could be him compensating in some way
right.
So I mean,
who knows if that's not
be related, but like
that's also not your concern.
Sorry honey, but like if your boyfriend knows I'm gonna fuck you, he might be gay.
Yeah
I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, it's Dan Savage says this thing all the time where, like, when couples go to counseling, the part of the couple that wants to have sex is generally shamed, and he thinks it's complete bullshit because it's just two different libidos together. So regardless of what his actual attraction is, it's just like, if your libidos don't line up, mm-hmm. then you're fucking done.
It's not working
yeah
out.
Then it's absolutely not done.
I think, the like I've said before, I think the only two things you really need for a relationship are you guys like to fuck each other and you're good friends.
Yeah.
You don't have one of those things in this equation. So yeah,
you don't have either of these things, because if you're falling asleep, right. if you're going to bed, like,
yeah, if you're crying,
crying,
girl, read this back to yourself. You told us that you were crying yourself to sleep at night over this guy. Fuck
no.
this dude.
No, no boyfriend
you're
should make
out.
You cry yourself to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
We will not let this stand.
No. Please send us an email as soon as the deed is done.
Yeah. Get out of this. You're 21. You're beautiful. Get on fucking Tinder and find another guy. Yeah. Like
I'm going to use...
Yeah.
Oh wait, I have a thing that she can use, which I've been using. I watched the first episode of Nashville again recently.
Oh.
And there's a moment when Connie Britton kind of freaks out and she goes, "Sorry y'all, I just had a diva dip." Have a diva dip.
Have a diva dip.
I like it. Don't think of yourself as being a bad person. You're going to get to have a moment where you just get to say what the fuck you want and you're done. You're out.
Yeah. Oh, and this will be good.
Have
practice,
a diva dip.
Because I guarantee you, you're going to run into some D bags in the future, and this will be good training wheels for you.
Yeah. Get your diva dip out of the way here.
Yeah. No, this guy is manipulative, and if he doesn't want to fuck you, he's not your boyfriend.
No.
Yes.
No.
No, he's just your friend.
Yeah.
And a shitty friend at that. Not even your friend.
Yeah. And a shitty friend. A shitty friend would not have made you stay in this relationship for years.
He's a rude acquaintance.
You put in your time. It's,
years.
You're
no.
Bye.
Yeah. Get rid of him. Okay. Sorry. You got to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Find somebody
let us,
better.
Let
you deserve
us know
better.
How it goes.
Yeah. That's not
bye.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, and we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with your lady problem.
We're going to reach on back into the mailbag.
Mailbag.
Pa-ching.
Sometimes we solve your lady problems and you guys write and tell us how they went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
We've gotten some really great responses from people whose lady problems we talked about.
Yeah. We solved your problems.
Oh,
we didn't solve that song.
Acoustic is even better. Yeah. So these are a few responses that we've had, you know.
This one is from the lady that had the stanky feet cubicle partner.
Yes. The partner who she said we did a very accurate impression.
Yeah.
Oh god
it's awesome because she tried to record the honky snort breathing, but she couldn't get it. It made me so happy that you tried though.
Thank you for trying.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I love imagining her like listening to
well she said that she okay so she said that she listened to it in the middle of a crowded street and she laughed really hard, which makes me really happy. And she loved the idea of her coworker just saying these drugs are good in her bathroom. I'm glad we can bring those joys to your day. Okay, so here's her update. On Friday, she emailed her brother and she tried to be cool and
because the girl's brother worked with her.
Yes. I tried to be cool and led with not knowing what was up with her congestion, and then that I don't think she can smell much, her foot smell, etc. I just asked if he could think of a kind, lighthearted way to approach her about it without it upsetting her, and I got exactly what I wanted, which was him responding with "No problem, I'll handle it."
Oh.
Thank goodness. I wish I could have heard that conversation, but also not at all. So this week, the shoes are put away and the socks are gone. I don't know about the tights because it's warmed up, so she hasn't had any on. But it's been better for now. Hallelujah. If she's an animagus, I think she transforms into a warthog.
Oh, bless.
Oh, girl.
And then she also says that the bathroom sound was kind of like a tap, tap, tap. So, but sort of cardboardy, like, so she's...
I mean, that sounds...
Yeah, like she's cutting lines of some kind. Yeah. She says she's never seemed coked out. But because she's not super high energy, but I mean, whatever. The important thing is that your cube doesn't smell, and we're really
You had somebody to talk to. Thank God.
Yeah, that just goes. A lot of our advice is just like, you know, address the person that you don't want to address in a kind, respectful way, and then you know,
or their sibling.
I have so many people in my life that it's like, God, I wish I had just like I wish we had an anonymous email service. We've talked about this. Where you could just like, this person needs to know some shit, but I don't want to be the one to tell them.
Yeah. Oh,
for man. The love of God.
I don't even want to know what would be in mine, though. I
know it would, but I'm not saying all the time, but I'm saying for people who pull bullshit, that's not okay, you know?
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty hopefully self-aware people who are, mm-hmm. you know, try to be good to others, but some people just need to be told that they're like to stop some shit, mm-hmm. but you can't be the one to tell them because you're, you know,
and you
feel
shouldn't
bad
have
forever.
To be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to God, all the brothers, so to that brother, thank you.
Yeah.
Taking the, oh God, I wonder, what did he say?
Dude, it's your brother.
It's your brother. Yeah, your brother.
Your brother has no problem telling you you stink.
Yeah, exactly. Your brother can come over and just smell you and be like, yo, stop bringing those socks to work because they are shitty. Yeah. Like a brother will do that and then it'll come from them. Yeah.
I remember one time I had like one fake eyelash that was longer than the rest of them and I thought I was pulling it off. My brother was like, do you have one fucking eyelash that's longer than the other? Like your brother is like going to call you out on some shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good All call.
Right. Yeah. When in doubt, ask your brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, response. Hello, ladies. I just want to thank you for helping me out with my lady problem from episode 118, which is me not knowing how to deal with my mom blowing me off after my baby was born and put into the NICU. Your insight was greatly helpful. I was entirely too close to the situation and unable to look at it objectively, which we've talked about, I think, is...
Yeah, it's a big part of it.
When you hear your things spoken out, you're like, oh, God, it's a lot easier to kind of see what's going on.
Yeah.
It never even occurred to me that my mom may not actually know how to be there for me after years of not needing to be. You had a lot of great points that helped me feel better about the situation and gave me an outline for having a difficult conversation with my mom. I'm happy to say we got through it and are talking regularly again. She's even been more involved with my baby. I feel much, much better about things. Words can't express how grateful I am. Thanks for being there during an incredibly difficult situations in my life. And she attached a picture of her kid.
Oh my God, her kid is so cute.
Yeah, it's definitely on my refrigerator now. I'm a grandma and that's what I'm gonna do.
Yep, honorary third grandma, Brandy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you to write back, and I'm so glad it worked out.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Those conversations are the hardest to have. Those like close family things are just so weird.
Yeah,
and I'm really glad that you were able to talk to her about it. And it sounds like it's going well. So we're great.
Yeah, congratulations.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Congratulations.
All right. This next one. Hi, ladies. I wrote to you nearly a year ago about having trouble making lady friends after relocating to Davis, California. I made Tess's advice that staying in with your boyfriend and watching Netflix is hitting the snooze button on life, my new mantra. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I went to almost everything I was invited to, even the weird things.
Oh, hell yeah. The weird things are the best.
That's key. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's also really admirable. It's not easy. It's one thing to say you're going to do
it.
Not
easy.
But just step outside of your comfort zone. Big deal.
Not every lady has been for me. I went to drinks with my former coworker, and she asked if I have a heavy menstrual flow because it's an indicator that I might have the same anxiety disorder that she does. I can't with that.
No.
Like, I know exactly how she asked, and she was like, do you have a heavy menstrual flow?
It was one long word strung together.
Yeah, and like period talk with a girlfriend is the same as like going into immediate butt stuff with a romantic partner. You got to earn that.
Yeah.
Don't be the butt stuff stew.
Don't be butt friendship.
No. Don't be period
flow.
Period flow.
Don't be period flow.
Ew. Period talk Tamra. No.
Yeah. I know, thanks lady, that I shouldn't settle and turn down an offer to have her make my star chart for me.
Good.
Very good.
Proud of you.
You got to run away from people who are too into astronomy. Astrology.
Yeah. Astrology.
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 Or just who are trying way too hard to get you to be their friends, really. That's always an indicator.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I'm actually, well. I'm trying to shake this girl who's like getting kind of stalkery with me, and I had the instinct 6 years ago. I knew like 2 weeks in.
You always know
that she wasn't right. Ugh. But she was like overly friendly, and I have kind of boundary issues, and I let her, and I can't shake her. I think I might have finally started to shake her.
Good.
But I'm talking like it's been upwards of six months.
Yeah, it's been one.
Hey, she just texted me. This girl was like texting me, emailing me, tagging me in memes about friendship
day. Don't tag a bitch in a meme. Don't do that.
Oh, I was getting tagged in memes up the wahoo. And I you know, I should have known, you know, the first time she, you know.
6 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hard to get out of those.
No, I mean, I tried to break up with this girl like multiple times.
Yeah.
When I broke up with my ex, I told her that I like wanted some space and like just didn't really. Yeah. I just wanted space from her. Like I didn't want to see her. And it was like the night that I was going to be like getting my shit out of the apartment. So like I had a stand up show. Like I just needed to get out of the house to do stand up. And yeah. It was going to be like an emotional night. Like we were like separating our stuff.
Yeah.
And she showed up unannounced while I was at my stand up show.
Ugh.
I was like, where's Tess? I'm really worried about her. She hasn't been recalled.
Oh, no.
And I asked her. Shit's about her. That's not even about you.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, please leave me alone.
lady problem solved.
Anyway, back to this girl. Yeah, eventually, yeah. I did find a group of ladies from work to hang out with. We started a book club. Love it. Brunch mm-hmm. regularly. And I'm hosting a Spice Girls themed cocktail party next month.
Awesome.
Yes.
Love all of these things.
Please send us the drinks.
Yeah, your drink
you
menu
did.
For that. That's
because I can't think of any puns right now, but I'm sure there's some kind of ones. Ginger spice whiskey. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Anyway, looking forward to all the future talk of labia and dick pics, Kate. Mm-hmm. Ah, we love you, Kate.
Yeah. We love you. Thank you so much, everybody who wrote in. It's been really cool to get emails from girls who, you know, like we just talk and we bullshit on here, mm-hmm. but sometimes people write to us and we realize that like we're actually helping people through stuff. And that means a lot.
It feels really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like I think half the reason like we all got into comedy is like to be funny, and like comedy has helped us a lot in our lives. So it's like great to be able to give that back to other people.
Yeah. Agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for writing and reaching out to us and listening to the show, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, all of you. Of course. Yeah.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
We do. And we're gonna read
one more lady.
One last lady problem here.
Okay. The situation. I've had a regular friends with benefits arrangement with a guy for the last 5 months. It's been awesome. We have lots in common. We actually have fun hanging out without crossing over into the dreaded boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, and the sex is awesome.
That's
great. This is in large part due to his perfect, at least in my opinion, cock. It's just the right shape and size for what I like. I've definitely told him how much I like fucking him. What I really want to say is I love your cock, but... But I'm worried that it might not be appropriate to use the L word even in this context. I don't want to ruin a fun thing and scare him off. Is it just too soon? When is it okay to tell a guy you love his dick?
Oh. There is nothing worse than like being in a hookup mode and like hearing a song that's mm-hmm. just like, I love you. And like, you're just like, oh God. Like,
yeah.
Don't get that worry. Word. I don't think those lyrics apply to us.
Get that word away from our situation, please.
Yeah. So true.
This playlist does not apply to us specifically.
Oh my God. Can we release like an album that is like a hookup album that will never be romantic, but only like fucking.
Why don't we make that on Spotify? We can make that a public list on Spotify.
Yes. That, like,
let's do it.
Like, if you have suggestions for that list, please email them to us.
Friends with benefits. Fucking
songs. Friends with benefits fuck list. We're gonna make that a public list on Spotify. We'll let you know when the link is up.
Mm-hmm.
we can do this on the road trip.
Yeah, we'll definitely work on that on the road
trip. Okay, here's the thing with the cock. I think it's fine. Like, I've definitely been in hookup situations with guys who've been like, I love your tits or I love your pussy or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't think they loved me.
Yeah, no.
At all.
I also have never gotten that confused with them loving me.
I mean, that's it. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys have been very casual and good about it and not like in weird territory.
Yeah.
So
tell him you love his cock.
Yeah, tell him you love his cock.
Get it, girl.
You love his cock.
Yeah. I love your cock, not you.
I love, make sure to not go, I love your, and don't put your mouth on his dick at that moment. Make sure you get the whole words, all the words.
Finish the sentence before you open your mouth all the way.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. Mazel tov and coming up and having a good friends with benefits arrangement.
Isn't that great? That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find a guy that you can just really have a great FWB relation with,
mm-hmm.
that is really
FWB relation. obviously the name of our playlist.
Yep.
Yep. It's spelled out EFF.
Oh, yeah.
W.
Yeah. DUBBUU. I don't know. Love it.
Yeah. That was easy. But
yeah.
Just say it.
Yeah. Just fucking say it.
And
wink when you say
girls
it.
Around the world, write us with your lady problems at Lady.
Guys,
and guys.
And guys. Excuse
we'll
me.
We'll take all your and everything in between.
And
we'll like
everyone.
All flavors of ice cream. Bring it on, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We'll solve your lady problems.
Yeah, ladytoday@maximumfun.org. We've had so much fun answering all your guys' stuff, and we look forward to answering more.
Mm-hmm. And if we still haven't gotten to you, we're working on it.
Yes, we promise we're working on it. And also, we look out for, I'm just going to say it, we have a new video thing coming out. Where we'll be answering lady problems.
Yeah.
So look for those coming out soon.
Yes.
And you can see our faces when we talk about
especially if you have a problem that you think is kind of like off the wall or weird. That'd be great for the videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So
they don't all have anything. Anything. Doesn't all have to be sexy stuff.
Yeah,
do you guys have any lady problems? Are we all doing okay?
I told you mine.
What?
My stalker.
Friend. The stalker friend.
Oh, yeah, the stalker one.
Yeah, we saw
I was going to ask you guys about this on the show.
Yeah.
Because I can't. You gotta
either do the like fuck you don't talk to me or the slow fade. It's one of the other.
I did
both.
I did both for years.
But you haven't said like I can't be your friend.
No, the last time I specifically said, I said I feel like you're not at all respecting my boundaries. Every time I see an email from you, it gives me anxiety.
Ugh.
Please stop messaging me. And she kept going. And she's friended my brother is like a really private person, and she friended him on Facebook. She's probably friends with you guys on Facebook. She's friends with all. I saw her like she's friends. She like goes into my friend list and poaches friends from my friend list.
Is she also blonde? Does she is she like single white femaling you? Do I need to come after somebody?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know what she doesn't have? She doesn't have a Brandy and a Barbara.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And she never gets them.
She shows up with. I started the girl on girl podcast.
God,
it's like it's like the Bizarro Seinfeld episode.
Yeah,
I don't know. I might have finally shaken her. It's been like a week since she's made contacts. Maybe.
Oh God,
no, you guys, it's bad. Like, and then I feel bad because like I'm a person.
Of course.
You know, I feel I'm not the type of person that would normally just continually ignore texts and emails. But
yeah.
I don't know what else to do. Yeah.
People are busy. Don't email me so much.
You know what I mean?
Except for you, listeners.
You're Brittany. She's clamoring for a piece.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you have to give her a piece of me. I don't know what that advice was.
She does want a piece of me.
What would Brittany do?
Oh. Brittany would act really socially anxious and then walk away.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's what I'll do.
Let's shave her head and leave her.
Brittany wouldn't shave her head over this.
Yeah.
There was much more leading up to that.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.